This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenyu dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kwa tereri, tinosangana zvakare manera anasi, uri musi wechishanu, chikunguru 22, 2016. Makateerera Studio 7, nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe, dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7, iri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 919 AM, pa 4930, kana pa 11605, ne 15775 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ezvino zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Vastrive Masiva voremekedzwa nekuchingamidza mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaBarack Obama pamusangano webudiriro wakaitwa kuWhite House. Vamwe vanhu munyika votambira nemufaro mashoko esangano revakarwa hunde yerusununguko yekuti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vave kukundikana kutonga uye havachavatsigiri musarudzo.
Soro yavo haisipera mushe, vakanzwa kuti kuopozisheni kuri kubhadhara. Vangobhadharwa mari vari koko, vasiyane nesu.
Asi amai mandichimene vanoti vanhu vari kuti havachada vaMugabe havana kurwa hondo. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Mumwe wevakarwa hondo yerusununguko vaBernard Manyadza, avo vaizivikanwa nerekuti Paka Chipoera, vanoti danho rakatorwa nevakarwa hondo yerusununguko rekuzvirumura kubva kumutungamiri wenyika uye mutungamiri webato reZANU-PF vaRobert Mugabe idanho rakanaka chose, kunyange hazvo izvi zvakanonoka kuitika. VaManyadza vanoti nyaya dzakasimudzwa nevamwe vavo pamusangano wakaitwa nezuro muHarare dzekuti vaMugabe vane umbimbi ndoga ndidzo nyaya dzakagara dzichisimudzwa nevamwe vakarwa hondo kubvira vachiri kuMozambique. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navaManyadza pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Kubva 1977 ndipo pakatanga dambudziko iri. VaMugabe vachipuwa nyembe mbiri zvisina umwe akabvenga akaitwa kwaari. Yekunzi chochi sekitari endi president chikapa yambiro yokuti mukapa munhu nyembe dzakawandisa dzikadai mangwana hamuzoni cheminai here, endi hazvibvumirwe zvekonstitutioni yekugweru hazvimo. Ko imi magozowana simba rakafanana kudai sei? Ndopo kutanga po 1977 kwauya kuno kumusha maelections apera neyuforia iyaiyai hakuna kuzomboitwa zvechimwe chinhu chakanga chiratidza kuti musangano uyu une inner party democracy. Ndosaka maiona vanatekera vakazengeona kurwa nekuti vaibvunzisisa. Saka ini ndiri kutoti pavasvika nhasi apa isu tange takazoona kare tiri kuMozambique kuti aa munhu haanzarwo ndokutogadzira munhu kuita dictator uku.
Asi munofunga here kuti zvinotambirika?
Ndo dynamic yakuna gidza iyoyo vakandemiri kuti onzi mburidzo womusangano ndiane muchanzwirira. Vamwe vachiti tichitaka kufoma imi makauya kuzojoina ozvese zviyazviya zvokunzi muri charity organization zviyazviya kushora kuti mushaitwe simba musangano wamakasevenzera.
Ivo vaMugabe munofunga kuti vatambira sei chiitiko ichochi?
Iye zvino izvi vari mushoko. Muchanzwa pane achanenedza uyamhoza yekunzi ndiwa wakonzeresa vanhu ava kuti vazoona sakumaonero aya, nokuti havabhelivhe kuti munhu pachake ega anokwanisa kuzvifungira. Hamunge munhu akataura nezvekuti ndine nzara konzwa kuti mwe nemafurenji kana kuti nemaamericans iwewe zvaukanga wataura kuti ndenzara. Saka makomrades aya paachapa ari kutaura izvi kune kuchinzi kuno umwe munhu avafurira maamericans vanzi vandikachonzi ndivo vakabhadhara mari dzekuti vanhu vaite muono iwoyo. Pane umwe achavhictimizwa mukati nepati imomo kunzi ndivavafurira vanhu ava.
Vanga vari mumwe vakarwa hondo yerusununguko vaBernard Manyadza vaizikanwa saPakachipoera munguva yeChimurenga vari parunare kuwedza neStudio 7. Zvichakadaro, bato rinopikisa rePDP rabudisa gwaro richiti rinotambira nemufaro danho rakatorwa nevakarwa hondo ava rekuzvirumura kubva kuhurumende yeZANU-PF yarinoti yakazara neuori. Bato reMDCT rabudisawo gwaro richiti rinotenda nemwoyo wese danho rakatorwa nevakarwa hondo ava nekubuda pachena kuti vamugabe vapfuura nguva yavo yekuti varambe vachitungamira nyika nekudaro vanofanirwa kusiya chigaro. Vesangano reTajamuka vatiwo vari kuisa maoko kunhengo dzevakarwa hondo ava padanho rekusiyana navamugabe nevamwe vavo richitiwo kwete kune vanonanzva zvisina shumo. Sezvo tichitema tisina divi ratinorerekera, Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 abata amai Mandi Chimene vana vagurukota rezvedunhu reManicaland uye vari mumwe wakarwa hondo yerusununguko.
Saka vanga vasingamirire zvido zvevakarwa hondo vese.
Vanani, vakarwa hondo yanotipato. Maindividuals vari kutakamari.
Ko, zvavanga vachiti hurumende haisi kuzadzikisa zvido zvavo, muri kutiwo kudii nazvo?
Hurumende ipi ari kutaura nezvayo?
Hanzi yeZANU-PF yava mugabe.
Soro yavo haisi kupera mushe, vakanzwa kuti kuopozisheni kuri kubhadhara. Vangobhadharwa mari vari koko, vasiyane nesu. Inini arume World Veteran and ndakatokonzidzika more than ivo vese vari kutaura nezvazvo. Havana zvinovarwadza because in during the struggle ndokuti hapana chakavarwadza.
Amai Mandi Chimene igurukota rezvedunhu reManicaland uye vari mumwe vakarwa hondo yerusununguko vanga vari parunare kwaMutare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Musangano wemazuva mashanu weInternational AIDS Conference wapera muDurban kuSouth Africa nhasi. Musangano uyu wanga uchiunza pamwe chete nyanzvi dzezvechirwere cheHIV AIDS dzehurumende nevanorarama neutachiwana vanodarika zviuru gumi nezvisere. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi, Marvelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 abata amai Martha Tolana avakawana mubayiro weElizabeth Taylor Humanitarian Award 2016 kumusangano uyu, akatanga nekuvabvunza kuti vakazvitambira sei.
Ruremekedzo urwu inonzi Elizabeth Taylor Human Rights Award. Elizabeth Taylor aive mumwe mudzimai wekuAmerica angari actress. Ane foundation yake ndo inoita award iyo yeHuman Rights. Saka ndeyekushanda mumahuman rights, yekushanda nevanhu vari munharaunda vanosangana nematambudziko akasiyana-siyana. Ndakadzamirwa uye ndakashamiswa nekuti ndava ndisingazvitarisiri, nekuti ungano iri panapa ndeyepasi rose. Saka kuti ndinganzwewo ndinomirawo pastage ndichidaidzwa zita rangu, vanhu vese vachisimuka muauditorium muungano iyoyo, zvakandidzamira. Asi ndakanzwa zvekufara kuti zvimwe zvinhu vanhu vanenge vachiona havo, uyezve nekufara kuti harisiri ruremekedzo rwangu chete, asi kuti vamwe vandinoshanda navo vanondibatsira, nekuti hapana pandingaita basa iri pasina vamwe vanenge vachibatsira.
Pane zviga zvakabuda iri pamusangano uyu tichiona kuti uri kupera nhasi?
Kodzero dzevanhu dzanga zvichisimbisiswa kuti research haingaitiki pasina vanhu vemunharaunda vari involved, vachiziva kuti chii chiri kuitika each and every step. Research kana kurapiwa kwevanhu munharaunda hakungabudiriri kana vanhu vasingazivi zviri kuitika. Vanhu vanofanirwa kuve mazviri vemunharaunda vachiziva kuti chii chiri kuitika, uye vachibatsira kupa mazano kuti pane zvinenge zvisiri kufamba zvakanaka vachiteeredzwa zvichigadziriswa. Kunezve zvekutarisa kuti vana kuti hapana anofanirwa kusiyiwa mumashure pakurapiwa kana kuti pakudzivirira. Tichitarisa pavana vadiki, tichitarisa pavana vari kuti vatisamhukei vakupinda mukutanga kwekuita kuma-13 uko zvichisvika kuma-19, uyezve kune vakwedzura tinofanirwa kunge tichibatsira navo panyaya dzeHIV, nekuti vakwanise kunge vachipihwawo ruzivo uyezve kuti kana vaine utachiwana vakwanise kukwanisa kuti vasvike pakuti vanotestwa kuti vanokwanisa kutora mishonga yavo pasina kutarisirwa pasi kana kusemwa.
Amai Martha Tolana vanorarama neutachiwana weHIV uye vanga vachitaura parunare kuDurban kuSouth Africa naMarvelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7. Mumwe mudzimai wekuEpworth asingaone uye achirarama neutachiwana weHIV, muzvare Anna Lungisani, vatanga kuwana rubatsiro zvichitevera kuburitswa kwakaitwa nyaya yekutambura kwavo munepfenyuro. Ngatinzwei zvizere kubva kuna Safari Njema.
Mushure mekubudiswa kwenyaya yamuzvare Lungisani munepfenyuro yeStudio 7 masvondo maviri apfuura. Mai Marvelous Muhlanganya uye vanoshandira nepfenyuro iyi nababa namai Domingo vekuAmerica vakamugashidza magumbeze maviri, mbatya, zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana zvekudya nezvekushandisa mumba, pamwe nemari yekufambisa kuti aende kunoongororwa nana chiremba kuchipatara. Muzvare Lungisani vanoti vari kunzwa manyuku-nyuku pamusoro pezvavakaitirwa.
Ndinonzwa kufara zvakanyanya pamusoro pezvavakandiitira. Shukuru kuna mai Marvelous, noti dai marava aropafadza.
Baba vamuzvare Lungisani vaIwell Lungisani vanoti vemunharaunda vanofanira kubatsirana munguva yematambudziko, kwete kubatana nekuseri kwemaoko. Munin'ina wamuzvare Lungisani, Rachel Lungisani, anoti upenyu hwamurerukira pamusoro pezvakapiwa mukoma wake zvekubatsirikana nazvo. Rachel, uyo ane makore 12, ndiye anobata mabasa ese pamba apa, zvisanganisira kubatsira mukoma wake kugeza.
Uye ndotenda nekuti zvinezvo pari zvino vava nehembe dzekupfeka. Zvingabatsira nekuti ndoda kuti vanguti vangoona. Uye vakaona ndoda ndibatsira kuti pamwe pandinoenda kuchikoro ndosiya ndisina kusuka. Ndisina kusuka, ndinoenda kuchikoro, wonje romu, ndinodzoka ndichiita rimwe basa.
Mai Messi Dzai, avo vane makore 22, muvakidzani wamuzvari Anna Lungisani, vanoti vemunharaunda vanofanira kukurumidza kubatsirana pamatambudziko nekuti ndivo hama dzepedyo. Baba tinotenda piri vekuBanget vakaremara makumbo ese uye vanoshandisa wheelchair. Vanokurudzira vakaremara kuti vabatsire vamwe vavo vanotambura.
Vazhinji vedu kana tichirarama tiine hurema, kana tichirarama tiine dambudziko ratinaro iri, hatidi kuti tive tinoonera pamwe nevamwe.
Mai Florence Magava vekuGlenora vane mwana wavo akaremara. Vanoti pfungwa yekubatsirana inopinza makomborero mumhuri.
Zvinonetsa ngezvekuti vanhu havana hanya noumwe munhu unenge achitambura ari mucommunity mavo. Chinonetsa ngechekuti vane mari dzavo, vane pfuma dzacho, vanogona kunge vachibatsira. Tinoona mari dziri kuiswa kune vanhu vagara vane mari, asi pakanzi pane munhu unorwara apa, munhu unodai, haana munhu unomubatsira.
Masvondo apfuura, mumwe mutauriri webazi rezvekugara zvakanaka kwevanhu asina kuda kudomwa zita rake, akati bazi iri rave kushanda rakarerekera kune vekumaruwa sezvo mari yekubatsira yave shoma.
Ini ndinoti social welfare iri kutotadza nekuti vari mumadhorobha macho vatori nenhamo iri kudarika vanhu vari kumaruwa.
Mashoko amai Magava anotsigirwa nevaimbove nhengo yeNatural Resources Board vave pamudyandigere vaVictor muunganirwa vekuGlenview.
Kune dzimwe nyika vanogona kuwana rubetsero rwekunge vanhu vakadai vachitove vanowana rubetsero kubva kuhurumende.
Vakaremara munyika vanoti venepfenyuro vakaramba vachiburitsa nyaya dzemararamiro avo nguva nenguva. Vanoona vamwe vachivabatsira vanozokwanisa kunzwisisawo matambudziko avanosangana nawo. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Safari Njema.
Musangano wemaRepublicans weConvention wanga uchitwa kuCleveland kuOhio wakapera nezuro. Vari kumirira bato remaRepublicans musarudzo dzemunambudzi vaDonald Trump vakatambira zviri pamutemo kudomwa kwavo. VaTrump vakakurudzira vanhu kuti vavavhotere sezvo varivo chete vanokwanisa kuunza budiriro muAmerica. VaTrump vari kukwikwidzana naamai Hillary Clinton vemaDemocrats. Mukusea nyaya iyi, chuoneso jani we Studio 7, abata va Promise Sunday, vanowe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muno muAmerica.
Mashoko akataurwa naTrump nezuro akanga ari mashoko ekutsvaga ruvengo nekushorobodza kwakawanda. Maonera ndakaita mashoko aTrump nezuro, mashoko aya ekuti vakanga vari kutsvaga kutaura nemaAmericans vanenge vasina kufunda, vasingakwanise kunatsoongorora zviri kutaurwa, vanongoita gundamusaira. Uyezve vanhu maAmericans vaya vanozikanwa kunzi vanhu vane ruvengo rwevatema kana rwevabva kure, ndo vanhu vakawanda vandinoona kuti ndo vakanga vari kutaura.
Ko munoona waTrump wachidyidzana neZimbabwe here wakakunda musarudzo?
Kudyidzana kwaTrump neZimbabwe handione kuri kunoshanda kana kunobudirira. Chekutanga ndinotaura nenhau yekuti hapana munhu anoziva mafungiro aTrump panyaya dzakaita sekugadzwa kwemapolicies uye zvekuti utungamiri hwake uchange hwakanangana nepapi. Zvose zvinotaurwa naTrump zvinhu zvisina udzamu zvekuti kana achinge apedza kutaura haukwanisi kunzwisisa kuti achada kuenda nedivi ripi maererano neutungamiri hwake. Saka kuti nditi inini maonero angu ndekuti Trump unogona kudyidzana neZimbabwe zvinototi nesei nekuti nekuda kwekuti Trump wacho pache zvake tinongoona riringori guchu riri kufamba asi risina zvinhu zvine udzamu zvariri kubuditsa.
Zimbabwe ingadzidza chii pa Republican Convention?
Ndingati nini vanhu veZimbabwe vanofanira kudzidza kuti utungamiri unouya nekuda kwekutsvaga ruvengo nekuda kwekuda kuzvinyirira vanhu uyezve hurumende inogona kuda kuuya kuzotonga ine ruoko rwakasimba. Hurumende inogona kunge ichitadza kudiwa nevanhu.
Vanga vari vaPromise Sunday vanoe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muFlorida muno muAmerica vari parunare nachioneso Jani weStudio 7. Shoro maine mukurumbira munyika vari muridzi wekambani Econet vaStrive Masiwa nemusi wechitatu vainge vari pamusangano wakakosha kumuzinda wemutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica weWhite House muWashington DC. Musangano webudiriro uyu wainzi Summit on Global Development uye vainge wakanangana nenyaya dzemhando dzemoto, kuwanisa vanhu chikafu, utano, vechidiki nezvimwe zvakadaro. VaMasiwa ndo vakapiwa chiremera chekuchingamidza vaObama pamusangano uyu.
How do you introduce the president of the United States? They said to me at 3 minutes. I said in Africa I can't say my name in 3 minutes. It's a great honor and privilege to introduce President Obama.
VaObama vakatendawo vaMasiwa nebasa guru ravari kuita.
Well, thank you, Strive, for those kind words and your great work to promote opportunity in Africa and across the globe.
A blessing Zulu Studio 7 abata imwe nyanzvi munyadzo zveupfumi Dr. Prosper Chitambara avanoti nyaya yekusagadzirisa mitemo yenyika iri kupa kuti Zimbabwe isakwanise kukwezva vekunze kunyange hazvo paine vanhu vakaita savaMasiwa vanozivikanwa pasi rose.
Hatini zvakakoshera chekutanga pakuti makaona Strive munhu abudirira muzvina bhizinesi ane mbiri pasi rino rese, saka zvinoitawo zvinoita nyika yedu global picture zvinoita kuti Zimbabwe inge ichizivikanwa nekuti iri kuunza vanhu vane chiremera uye vanhu vari kuita mabhizinesi anenge achibatsira vanhu vakawanda. Sezvamunoziva Strive, mabhizinesi aStrive abatsira kuwandudza economy kwete muZimbabwe chete asi even in the world.
Asi izvi zvinoreva here kuti zvinokwanisa kunge zvokwezva vamwe vekunze kuti vauye zotanga mabhizimisiwo muZimbabwe kana yaakuzivikanwa zvakanyanya?
Translate hazvo into mabhizimisi asi zvinongobatsira kushambadza nyika. I think kuti investors enge achiti ndakuya kuZimbabwe anozonge achitarisawo nyaya dzeease of doing business kuti zvinyore zvakadii kuti anga achitanga business rake muZimbabwe. Pari zvino pane zvemhenya mupenyu zviripo zviri kuda kuti vemabhizimusi vange vasingauye kuZimbabwe.
nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi Dr. Prosper Chitambara vanoshanda nesangano reLabour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe vachitaura parunhare naBlessing Zulu Studio 7. Mutungamiri webato rinopikisa reZimbabwe People First, Amai Joyce Mujuru, vari kutarisirwa kuita musangano kuRudhaka Stadium kumarondera mangwana. Asi vatsigiri vebato ravo vanoti vatsigiri veZANU PF munzvimbo iyi nemune dzimwe nzvimbo vari kupota vachivatyisidzira uye kuvarova. Mukuzeya nezvenyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu abata mumwe wechidiki webato reZimbabwe First, Vaset Free Mafukidze.
Tingangoti muprovinsi yedu yemashonal and east yese takwanisa kuisa maposters akwanisa kuiswa ekuti vanhu vakwanise kuona zvinoratidzira kuti kune musangano mukuru wakadai uri kuitwa. Tadaro zvedu tasanganawo nezvimhinga mupinyi zvinosanganisira kuti vanhu vebato reZANU PF vari kufamba vachibvisa maposters edu atinenge taisa ekuratidza mutambo wedu watakatarisana nawo. And tine zvekare vechidiki vasangana netsaona yekurohwa nevanhu veZANU PF nzvimbo yeCaledonia inova inopinda muprovinsi yeMashonaland East under Gorumonzi South. Saka tingangoti ndo machallenges ndo zvimingampinyi zvatasangana nazvo mukati negadziriro dzedu dzatiri kuita.
Saka mambozivisa here mapurisa nezvekushungurudzwa kuri kuitwa vamoko?
Mapurisa aziviswa parizvi kutaura kwandiri kuita kunoku tine chikwata chemutemo chebato redu reZimbabwe People First Party chitori kumapurisa vari kutaura nyaya iyoyi nemapurisa kuti paoneke kuti pangafambiswe sei.
Mumwe wechidiki webato reZimbabwe People First, Vaset Free Mafukidze, vari parunare mumarondera naBlessing Zulu Studio 7. Makaterera kunepfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7, tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika nhasi. Kutsvagwa kwendege Malaysia Airlines Flight MH370 iyo yakashayikwa makore maviri apfuura kwaive kusvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo. Vanoona nezvekutakurwa kwezvinhu kuMalaysia, Australia neChina vatenderana kuti vaive kumbomira kutsvaga ndege iyi sezvo vasina chavabuda nacho panzvimbo yavanga vachitarisira kuiwana pasvika pari nhasi. Ndege iyi yakatsakatika musi wa8 kurume 2014 uye inge ine vanhu mazana maviri nemakumi matatu nevapfumbamwe, vazhinji vari zvizvarwa zvekuChina. Mutungamiri wehurumende yeFrance waFrancois Holland vanoti vachatumira zvombo zvehondo kuIraq mwedzi unouya kuri kuedza kurwisa chikwata chinopfurikidza mwero cheIslamic State. VaHoland vanoti vachawedzerawo vanochengetedza mukati menyika yavo nevanhu zviuru gumi. Makateerera kuStudio 7, tiri kutepfenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America muWashington DC. Mashoko anotevera anotaura pamire hurumende yeAmerica pane zviri kuitika muEthiopia. Hurumende yeAmerica kuburikidza nebazi reUnited States Agents for International Development kana kuti USAID iri kuita mushandira pamwe nehurumende yeEthiopia mukuzadzikisa chibvumirano chekurwisa chirwere cherurindi. Nyika mbiri idzi dziri kushandawo neKNCV, Tuberculosis Foundation Management Science for Health kana kuti MSH neWorld Health Organization. Ethiopia iri pakati penyika makumi matatu dzepasi rino dzine dambudziko rechirwere cheTB. Mashoko aya anotaura pamire hurumende yeAmerica pane zviri kuitika muEthiopia. Munhau dzemitambo. Chikwata cheragbi chemaSables chatarisana nenguva yakaoma panguva iyi makundano enhabvu eZimbabwe National Army Charity Shield asvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo. Mutoro wedu wenhau dzemitambo Michael Kariati anotipa nyaya iyi.
Metambo iri kupfunga udza utsima ngwana mupolice rugby grounds. Apo upenyu hwemasebhozi wakamira netambo kunze kwekunge vakatorwa Uganda mumutambo wavo wechipiri Africa Cup Division 1A. Masebhozi akadamburwa pavo panenge papera sezvo vanenge vakoromoka kuenda kuAfrica Cup Division 1 uyezve nekutadza kekutanga makore makumi matatu nematanhatu apfuura kukwikwidza mumakundano ekuenda kuWorld Cup. Chikwata chemasebhozi chakazviomesera apo chakarohwa 61-15 nekinya pamusha mumutambo wavo wekutanga. Asi Zimbabwe ikakunda Uganda inoenda pachinhano chechitatu yasara nemutambo mumwe chete nechikwata chine mukombe uyu chenamibhia musi wa6 nyamavhuvhu. Zvakamira zvakadai, makundano eZimbabwe National Army Charities Shield ari kusvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo apo chikwata cheHighlanders necheHarare City zviri kurwira mari inoita iyo zviuri 10 nezviviri zvichapiwa vachakunda muBaba Field Stadium nesvondo. Murayiridzi weHarare City Mosichunga ari kuti haasi kutarisa kuti Highlanders ndiyo iri pamusoro petafura yekasulaga Premier Soccer League, achiti iye mitambo yekapu yakadai hainei nenhoroondo. Mumwe mutsigiri wenhabvu vaZex Makombe vanoti vakatarisawo mamiriro anga achiita mitambo yakadai zvikwata zvanga zvisingatarisirwe zvakaita seHarare City ndizvo zvanga zvichibuda nemikombe.
Sekuona kwangu mutambo uyu ikoyo Mosichunga anongoda mashure vanhu musingafungire.
Asi muongorori wenhabvu vaShepherd Muchapera vanoti Chunga anotaurisa pasina chinobuda munhandare zvekuti anofanira kuratidza unyanzvi hwake kuBaba Field Stadium.
Nekuti bambo vanotaurisa vanogara vachiwanza mashoko asi pasina chinobuda pamunyaya dzemutambo webhora.
Kunyange havo vasingafariri Highlanders asi vari veDynamos vaSteven Mushaninga vanoti maSunshine City Boys anenge atamba zvakasimba akadzoka kuHarare arohwa nezvibodzwa zvisingadarike zviviri.
Maonero angu inini it's 2-0 to Highlanders.
Kunyange hazvo mari inosvika zviuru 10 nezviviri iri kupiwa kune vanenge vakunda nezviuru zvisere iri kupiwa kune vanenge vakundwa iri shoma. MuZimbabwe zviri nani kutowana shoma iyoyi nekuti upfumi wenyika hauna kumira zvakanaka. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Michael Kariati.
Muchirongwa chedu chelive talk na 8:30 p.m. tiri kutarisa nyaya yakasimudzwa nesangano reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association yekuti havachatsigiri mutungamiri wenyika Robert Mugabe. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, titumirei matext message panamba inoti 202-465-0318. Tinodzokorora zvakare namba 001-202-465-0318. Makatudza namba dzenyu, tinokufonerai. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera rakaitimbotarisa zvakare musoro yenhau dzanhasi. VaStrive Masiwa vopembedzwa nekuchingamidza mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaBarack Obama pamusangano webudiriro wakaitwa kuWhite House muWashington DC. Vanhu vakawanda munyika votambira nemufaro mashoko esangano revakarwa hondo yerusununguko ekuti mutungamiri wenyika Robert Mugabe vave kukundikana kutonga uye havachavatsigiri musarudzo. Asi amai Mandi Chimene vanove gurukota runomirira dunhu reManicaland vanoti vanhu vari kuti havachada vaMugabe havana kurwa hondo. Tabva tasvika kumagume echirongwa chedu chanhasi, tinoimba kuti muchange muinesu zvakare mangwana. Kana muchida kutitumira tsambambozha, dzitumirei kustudio 7@voanews.com. Munokwanisawo kunzwa nhau dzedu dzanhasi pawebhusaiti yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Anokuonekai nemufaro, ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndokusiyai mina Chris Gande.
Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, July 22nd, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande. Here are our top stories this evening. Zimbabwean business mogul Strive Masiyiwa rubs shoulders with Obama at a development summit in Washington.
How do you introduce the President of the United States? They said to me, I had 3 minutes. I said, in Africa, I can't say my name in 3 minutes. It's a great honor and privilege to introduce President Obama.
Zimbabweans speak out on war veterans' move to dump President Robert Mugabe.
I was surprised that they could make this declaration, but I think it was coming because war veterans are sort of being put in a corner.
And an international AIDS conference ends in South Africa with a lot of optimism in the fight against the virus. These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. Zimbabwean business mogul Strive Masiyiwa introduced President Robert Mugabe, President Obama, 2 days ago at a development summit in Washington, D.C., designed to improve the lives of people in the world. The event was the White House Summit on Global Development, which brought together top global experts to talk about the progress that President Obama and his administration have made in energy, food security, global health, good governance, development partnerships, and youth initiatives around the world. Masiyiwa had this to say when he introduced the United States president to the people that were attending the summit.
How do you introduce the president of the United States? They said to me, I had 3 minutes. I said, in Africa, I can't say my name in 3 minutes. It's a great honor and privilege to introduce President Obama. It is almost 10 years to the day when I first met then-Senator Obama over lunch in Johannesburg, South Africa, on one of his many visits to Africa. He had sought me out because he knew that I was part of a small group of African and global leaders that had been assembled by outgoing UN Secretary General Kofi Annan to find solutions for nutrition and food security. During the lunch, I quickly realized how immersed he was in the key issues affecting global development, in particular in Africa. He did not need me to tell him that women smallholder farmers are the backbone of agriculture in the developing world, or that parts of Africa and India, close to 40% of the children are stunted because of poor nutrition, or that over 1 billion people have no access to electricity. It was clear then that Senator Obama had a global vision for how we tackle poverty, promote inclusive growth, and safeguard the sustainability of our planet. He understood it required bold leadership and unprecedented cooperation on the part of governments, donors, philanthropists, civil society, and the private sector. President Obama's presidency has been a testament to this vision. Even as the global financial crisis into which he was elected raged, he put global development at the center from the very beginning, and he stayed the course, as many of you know. He has championed major initiatives such as Power Africa to bring electricity and economic growth to sub-Saharan Africa, Feed the Future to dramatically improve food security and nutrition, the Young African Leadership Initiative, which has gone into our lexicon now in Africa as YALI, to nurture the next generation of leaders, the Global Entrepreneurship Summit, to pivot our focus to entrepreneurship and job creation, and more, much more. In short, President Obama has rolled out the most audacious agenda on global development of any administration in history. I know there are a billion Africans who look forward to the next phase of his deep relationship with our continent. Thank you. Please join me in welcoming the man of many legacies, the 44th President of the United States of America, President Barack Obama.
That was Zimbabwean business mogul Strive Masiwa of Econet Wireless speaking at a White House Development Summit in Washington, D.C. In his response, Mr. Obama praised Masiwa for fighting hard to end poverty in the world.
Well, thank you, Strive, for those kind words and your great work to promote opportunity in Africa and across the globe. I should point out, by the way, Strive just told me he was in the middle of a board meeting. He flew here. He's got to go back. He hasn't gotten any sleep. That's how committed he is to the work that we're doing. So give Strive a big round of applause. So this is quite a group. Just a lot of do-gooders in one room. And sometimes when I'm talking to young interns at the White House who are still immunizing themselves from the cynicism that's so chronic in this town, I remind them, if you had to choose a moment in history to be born and you didn't know ahead of time who you were going to be, you'd choose now. Because the world has never been less violent, healthier, better educated, more tolerant, with more opportunity for more people and more connected than it is today. And all of you can take great pride in these historic achievements. It's a testament to what's possible when we work together. Governments, multilateral institutions, the private sector, and civil society. And it is a testament to our shared commitment to the dignity of every human being. This is something I was nursed on. Some of you know my mother worked with USAID and the Ford Foundation, traveling places like Indonesia and Pakistan, working to help lift up the rural poor, particularly women. It's something that I tried to apply myself as a young grassroots organizer on the south side of Chicago, working with people who wanted to expand hopes and opportunity and jobs in forgotten neighborhoods. I've seen the possibilities of progress, and so have all of you. And yet, we are humbled by the work that remains. When some 800 million men, women, and children subsist on less than $1.25 a day, when 11 boys and girls are dying every minute from mostly preventable causes, when hundreds of women are dying every day from having a baby, when all this is happening right before our eyes, we know we've got a lot of work to do.
That was U.S. President Barack Obama speaking at a White House Development Summit in Washington, D.C. Some Zimbabweans have expressed shock and disbelief, with others welcoming a declaration by the National Liberation War Veterans Association yesterday that President Robert Mugabe is now a national liability and should resign over misgovernance and failing to revitalize the economy and deal with corruption that has devastated the Southern African nation. Patricia Mudadigwa reports from Harare.
Over the years, war veterans have been loyal to President Mugabe, but they decided to dump him yesterday following the recalling of their leader Chris Muchangwa from parliament, expulsion from ZANU-PF for undermining the authority of the president. In a communique released after the meeting in Harare, the war veterans claimed that, I quote, they note with concern, shock and dismay, the systematic entrenchment of dictatorial tendencies personified by the president and his cohorts, which have slowly devoured the values of the liberation struggle in utter disregard of the constitution, end quote. Reacting to the former freedom fighters' move to dump Mr. Mugabe and abandon him ahead of the 2018 presidential elections, Harare resident Love Mokadenge said, He was stunned by the brazen stance taken by the war veterans at yesterday's meeting.
I was surprised that they would make this declaration, but I think it was coming because the war veterans are sort of being put in a corner, especially when their leader, Chris Mchangwa, and the previous ones, Jabulani Sibanda, and the other guys, the trend has been the same, that they are removed from ZANU-PF when they don't toe the line.
Another resident, Albert Chidakwa, concurred, adding that it was embarrassing that the president's close colleagues no longer have faith in him.
The war veterans have come to the full realization that that Mugabe has overstayed his welcome. And I think for Mugabe to be told by his close subordinates that he should step down, I think it's so embarrassing to him. Why do I say so? It's because that Mugabe has long relied on the war veterans as his pillar of strength.
Chidakwa, however, said it was highly unlikely that he would hit the war veterans' call to step down.
What I see and how I know Mugabe has never listened to anyone.
Alfred Zurutwe, a political activist, said he was excited that finally the war veterans have realized that the president is a national liability.
What the war vets have done, it has finally shown that they're now seeing the light. We've been trying all along to enlighten them that things are not going the way they are supposed to be, and what they went to war to fight for is now the other way around. Only a few are now enjoying their hard times that they faced in the bush.
A political analyst, Kudakwa Shetsiga, said while he applauded the war veterans for speaking with the same voice with the masses, it was unfortunate that they are doing so when they have assisted in allegedly destroying Zimbabwe.
The war veterans themselves were the beneficiaries of the state patronage system, and they've been behind the collapse of the economy over the years. And
the clash between the war veterans and President Mugabe appeared to have been resolved when the Zimbabwean leader met with the former freedom fighters sometime this year and resolved to work together to tackle various issues. However, the war veterans, who once received lump sums of 50,000 each in the 1990s after complaining bitterly of being neglected by Mr. Mugabe's government, say the president has not fulfilled all the promises made at that meeting. ZANU-PF is currently gripped by factionalism, pitting two camps that are fighting for the succession of the 92-year-old President Mugabe. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Patricia Mudadigwa.
Thanks, Patricia. Meanwhile, Mandi Chimene, who claims to be the new leader of the war veterans, said the former freedom fighters' move is baseless as they were no longer members of the organization. She claimed that Mutswangwa and his group were expelled from the War Veterans Association for undermining the authority of the president. However, the war veterans insist they are in charge and want Mr. Mugabe to go. The 21st edition of the International AIDS Conference came to an end in Durban today with the issue of money required for funding efforts to stem the virus dominating the conference. As the curtain rolled down on the AIDS conference, organizers challenged the delegates to go back to their countries and start the hard work towards the eradication of the pandemic by 2030. For a wrap-up of the events at the Durban International Convention Center, we reached the HIV/AIDS activist Martha Tolana, who was awarded the Elizabeth Taylor Humanitarian Award.
The things that people need to be concentrating and working on, that we need to make sure that children are not left behind, but in fact no one is left behind, but particularly looking at children, adolescents, young people, and also looking at in making sure that medicines are available, that the human rights of people living with HIV are protected, and that we do not forget prevention and make sure that everyone is not left behind in the prevention strategy.
There was also a discussion, so we understand, on the possibility of coming up with an AIDS vaccination. What is the situation regarding that?
AIDS vaccine trials started recently, and it was going to look at the ethics and looking at when they are looking at ethics and also research literacy that people need to know so that communities really are aware of when they become participants, and if they are not participants, they are able to support those who are participating in the trials and also giving correct information, and that we should not forget prevention, but also looking at treatment issues, looking at all the optimal treatment issues.
That was HIV/AIDS activist Martha Tolana. She spoke to Studio 7 on the line from Durban, South Africa. Coming up, a woman living with disabilities in Zimbabwe gets help following an appeal for assistance on Studio 7. But first, a look at regional and international news. Whistleblower and former U.S. intelligence contractor Edward Snowden says he's working on a mobile phone case that would prevent users from being spied on. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, the blunt political outsider who defied the odds and defeated a large field of experienced politicians in this year's U.S. primaries, formally accepted his party's presidential nomination yesterday. Trump promised to bring sweeping political change, to create wealth, and to make America safe again in a speech that excited delegates on the fourth and final day of their national convention in Cleveland. It was Donald Trump's biggest political moment in the spotlight so far, and Trump was eager to seize it. With his family looking on and thousands of excited Republicans in the convention hall, Trump sought to foster party unity after a sometimes fractious convention. Trump is now set to clash with presumptive nominee Hillary Clinton of the Democratic Party in the November presidential election. For more details on Trump's nomination as the Republican candidate, Studio 7 Chioniso Gianni reached VOA's Joao Santarita.
But I must say that last night was perhaps one of the few nights in this convention where there was no controversy as such, apart from what you can, what you might take from the speech. And so, but this is was the night in which he accepted his nomination. That's how he opened the speech. And then he proceeded to make a speech giving his vision about the situation in America and what are his plans for the future.
Did Donald Trump say anything new in his speech last night to reaffirm his candidacy, especially in light of what Ted Cruz did on Tuesday night?
You know, you must remember that the whole primary campaign of Donald Trump was marked by many controversies by his statement. This was a more, let's say, presidential statement. It was a very long speech. I must say it was also a very pessimistic speech about the situation in America and in the world. But it was, in a sense, you could see that it was a well-crafted speech in which he conveyed his opinion that the situation in the world has deteriorated, and also in America. And of course, he blamed this on the current administration of Barack Obama, and as far as foreign policy is concerned, on Secretary Clinton, who was Secretary of State in the first Barack Obama mandate. I must say that as far as foreign policy is concerned, Donald Trump talked about a more isolationist policy. He talked about policy of America first and then globalization. He made it clear that he wants a policy where the interests of America will be put first, and then only then can you talk about multilateralism.
That was VOA's Joao Santarita of the Portuguese service on the line with Studio 7's Chioniso Gianni from Cleveland, Ohio.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Prominent independent social researcher and political commentator Khaim Lai was shot and killed in Phnom Penh on Sunday, July 10th. Let me share my condolences for the dead. I condemn this brutal act, Prime Minister Hun Sen said in a Facebook post later that day. He also called on authorities to take strong action in the case and try to control and strengthen security in order to protect the safety of people across the country. In a Facebook post, Sam Rangsi, the president of the opposition Cambodia National Rescue Party, strongly condemned the killing. Mr. Khaim Lai was a dignified son of Cambodia who actively participated in the fight for democracy and justice for the Khmer people, he wrote. I never thought that I was going to live long, Mr. Lai reportedly said. One day I might die or be shot to death, but as long as I live, I will say what others dare not to. No one can buy me or make me not speak out. We are deeply saddened and concerned by reports of the tragic killing of prominent Cambodian political commentator Dr. Khaim Lai, said John Kirby, Assistant Secretary and State Department spokesperson, in a statement. We offer our sincere and profound condolences to his family, friends, and colleagues. The United States, he said, is following developments in this case closely, noting the Cambodian government's call for an investigation, and urged that authorities ensure this process be thorough and impartial.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
A Zimbabwean family based in New York here in the USA recently donated blankets, clothes, groceries, and money for transport to Anna Lungisani, a blind Epworth woman living with HIV, whose plight for help was aired here on Studio 7. A Studio 7 reporter, Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye, also donated some items to Lungisani. Our correspondent Safari Njema witnessed the handing over of the goods and some money to Lungisani and filed this report.
Lungisani's family says it is grateful for the love shown by Veronica and Bernard Domingo, a Zimbabwean couple living in New York. Anna says she can now keep warm this winter with food to eat.
I'm happy because I was suffering very much, even during the night. I spent the whole night thinking because I was lonely, especially these days it is too cold. They helped me. They show that they have so much love with others. So I want to thank them, Mr. Domingo and your wife, Miss Marvelous. May God, the Lord, bless you all.
Her 12-year-old sister, Rachel, who handles all household chores, says the donation has given her sibling hope that one day she'll be strong enough to take care of herself.
I feel happy because now my sister can have clothes, she can have things to eat, and we can wash her clothes with things that you give us, like soap, safi, and she can eat whether I'm not here. If my sister can see, she can help me to wash plates, help me to sweep in the house when I'm in school. And I need her, if she can walk, to help me if she can do anything is needed at home.
Lungisani, a widow, went blind at the age of 29 soon after the death of her husband. She has been struggling to survive. 22-year-old Christopher Chakuchichi, who stays in the neighborhood, said people should always respond to calls of those in need.
I think this is a good initiative as it sets a very good example in the society. And not only does it set a good example, but then it also encourages others to come forward and help this person in need. It gives the person who has been helped the peace of mind so that they won't be stressed.
Tinotenda Piri from Banket, who uses a wheelchair and teaches at Rafingora High School, says it is important for Zimbabweans and other nationals to donate to people like Anna because such help changes their lives. Piri says people with disabilities should also be seen to be donating to others in Anna's situations.
We have to understand that when something happens to somebody, they need their community, they need their fellow countrymen to do something, because you never know, one day you might also be in such a situation as this lady, and you might actually need to be helped by your fellow Zimbabweans.
Retired member of the Natural Resources Board, Victor Muunganirwa, says the Department of Social Welfare should work together with the private sector and other stakeholders to raise funds for the Social Welfare Fund. He was responding to comments by an official from the Department of Social Welfare, who declined to be named, that they were now concentrating on assisting people in rural areas due to shortages of funds.
In short, this means we will have failed. In a way, we were supposed to have assisted these people. The real thing is a lot of us look for assistance from the government. A lot of people will be looking forward to see the government assisting if these people are identified in their communities or areas. As it is now, as we are discussing it as a subject, this is very, very difficult, as it is being said by the government that they don't have enough to assist these people.
His views are supported by Senator Nyamayavo Mashavakure, who represents people with disabilities in parliament, who says the number of people requiring assistance is continuing to grow.
They've developed a program called Harmonized Social Cash Transfer, which is supposed to give about, I think, $20 a month to whichever family will have been chosen or whichever family will be affected. And, of course, that amount, again, is not too much, $20. Even if you're in a rural area, a bucket of maize probably now in this drought situation could cost anything from $10 upwards. It means that if you want to go and collect that money, you need some transport and then possibly change that you can come and use to buy something for yourself, mealie meal or maize or whatever. So the amount is not much.
Veronica and Bernard Domingo told Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanganya Uye, who facilitated the donation and also sourced some of the goods, that they shed tears after listening to a report which chronicled how Anna Lungisani was failing to access treatment due to lack of money and her deteriorating health. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, I am Safari Njema.
And in sports news, it's a do or die for the Sables of Zimbabwe as the Zimbabwe National Army Charity Shield reaches its climax. Michael Kariati gives us the story.
Defeat for the Zimbabweans will lead to relegation from the Africa Cup Division 1A and from the qualifiers for the 2019 World Cup Finals for the first time since 1980. The Zimbabweans made things difficult for themselves after they lost 61-15 to Kenya in their opening game at Harare Sports Club. Should they win against Uganda, they will overtake the Cranes into third position ahead of their final game against defending champions Namibia on August 6. Coach Cyprian Mandenge is brimming with confidence, saying the players are aware of the stakes on offer and preparations have been intense. Mandenge, however, should be warned that he is in danger of becoming the first Sables coach in 36 years to fail to take the Sables to the World Cup qualifiers. At the same time, the curtain comes down on the Zimbabwe National Army Charities Shield, with Highlanders and Harare City battling for the $12,000 on offer for the winners at Baba Field Stadium Sunday. Harare City coach Moses Chunga says he's not reading much into Highlanders' current standing on the league table, saying they have devised a strategy that will see Boso fall. Although Highlanders are top of the table, while Harare City are in 8th position, Bambu says that is nothing to talk about, as this is a cup final and his players have been in cup finals before. However, football analyst Shepherd Mchapera says Chunga talks too much with little results on the field of play and should prove that Sunday.
Yeah, Moses Chunga, to me, is very talkative.
Although the man on offer, 12,000 for the winners and 8,000 for the losers, is little, in Zimbabwe, it is better to have that little than nothing at all. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.
Thanks, Michael. And on Studio 7 Live Talk tonight, we'll be talking about war veterans' move to dump President Robert Mugabe, claiming that he's a dictator. And now to recap today's top stories. Zimbabwean business mogul Strive Masiwa rubs shoulders with Obama at a development summit in Washington. Zimbabweans speak out on war veterans' move to dump President Mugabe. And an international AIDS conference ends in South Africa with a lot of optimism in the fight against the virus. That's our broadcast this evening. now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Ntunga Milinkomo. This is Chris Kande. Good night.
Siyabonga Chris lichona njani mtwakazi omuhle siyalambukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 22 ngoNtulikazi 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Wala mugela emweni ngenjabulo ngontunga milinkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Kathesi kuma ovetsi they've been left ukuthi besele bebulawa indlala bona abalutshwana bangahambanga empini besidla buntofontofo. Sithi kuma ovetsi sokungcono kathesi sokukhanya sobala ukuthi sebekubonile ububi esasibukhuluma ngomuntu lo ababevikela olalonge besithi uRaid.
Uzulu wamukela ngenjabulo inyathelo labalwa impi enkululeko abangamalunga eZANU-PF asebehlamukele uMongameli Mgabe besithi sokumele asuke embusweni. Ugqitshwe namuhla umhlangano wamazwe omhlaba okudinga amaqhinga okulwisana lomkhuhlane wengculaza owe-International AIDS Conference eDurban kwele South Africa. Kuwoza Friday isi lobusi imhlanga yena ohlabela ekwelebhilitane. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Uzulu weZimbabwe uthi wamukela ngenjabulo enkulu inyathelo labalwa impi yenkululeko abangamalunga ebandla leZANU-PF. Asebehlamukele uMongameli Robert Mugabe ebesithi unguntando kayiphikiswa njalo sokumele asuke embusweni. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Umsekeli kanobhala kuhlangothi lwabontanga kwezokukhulumisana ku-MDCT, uMnumzana Alfred Dzirutwe, uthi uyalijabulela inyathelo lithethwe ngabalwa impi yenkululeko laba.
Kathesi kuma ovetsi they've been left ukuthi besele bebulawa indlala bona abalutshwana bangahambanga empini besidla buntofontofo. Sithi kuma ovetsi sokungcono kathesi sokukhanya sobala ukuthi sebekubonile ububi esasibukhuluma ngomuntu lo ababevikela olalonge besithi uRaid.
Eyichaza njengenguquko enkulu linkulumo yabalwa impi yenkululeko.
Ngikhulekela ukuthi after this kube le action kungabi le nkulumo kuphela ngoba ungabona umuntu obehlala evikela umuntu namuhla onguye osevuka esithi umuntu lo ebengimvikela mubi. I think inguquko enkulu kakhulu kodwa inguquko enkulu kakhulu ethabisayo ngathi vele mina baphuzile vele ukwenza njalo.
Elethemba lokuba uzazidlalela izikhalazo zikaZulu okubalisa abalwa impi yenkululeko laba. Usifela ninyathi ngomunye wabasakhulayo othi limjabulisa lelo nyathelo.
Ya vele mina ntaba kakhulu ngendaba yokuthi kathesi beyirealize ukuthi uMgabe vese ekhulile. Nalami ngangihlupheka insuku zonke ukuthi abantu bona bakwanile yini inxa besithi ixegu elinjalo liyale lokhu lisemsebenzini lisebenza amanye amaxegu ephumulile nabatshayela ihlombe.
Ethi kodwa kathembi ukuba uzolalela ukuthiwo ngabantu uMgabe. Isiqoqela kuyikuba abekade beyibo athembele kibo sebekhuluma ulimi lomuntu wonke elizweni.
Ingxe angakwansi ukunanzelela ukuthi isikhathi sesikwanile ukuthi ashaye phansi.
UMnumzana Tatazela Ncube yena uthi akumangalisi osekuthiwo ngabalwa impi yenkululeko njengoba besizovele sifike isikhathi sokuthi bavuleke amehlo labo babone ububi baleli khehla elisembusweni.
Hayi la mfundi mdala ashaye phansi ngokuthi siyadubeka sitereke. Sesihlupheke kakhulu angiyona yahamba-hamba kungena omunye lapho sebehlale lo duko phela babengadubeki lapha babesasuka hhayi sebedubeka la sebeze bakubona ukuthi into laninjani imbi lenziwa umdala lo.
Okhokhela izifundi enhlanganisweni yeZimbabwe National Students Union, uMnumzana Alistair Funye uthi ulethemba ukuba abalwa impi laba kabasoze baguquke kwelakusasa sebeyengwe ngenye indlela njengenhlala yenza
njengesizalwane seZimbabwe sazuza independence yeflag kuphela so siyajabula nxa sibona amawavethu esenza so nxa beserious lathi njabo ntanga wa prepared even to be with them in solidarity
kube yisimanga kwabanengi lapho inkokheli yabalwa impi yenkululeko isiphumele umgaba egcikeni ukuba achiye umbuso uZulu ethi sekuyisibonelo sokuba selidumela emasumpeni ukuthi inguquko ibe khona eZimbabwe esele leminyaka lilwisana lokuthi ize ngoba isimo somnotho lombusazwe sesiguqe ngamadolo ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumevisi Gama.
Isinothi seZimbabwe esidumileyo njalo engumnikazi wenkampani kamakhalekhukhwini ikhonethu umnumzana Strive Masiwa wandulele umongameli Barack Obama emhlanganweni wezentuthuko owe-Development Summit oqhutshelwe khonapha eWashington DC kuleviki. Lo mbuthano wenzelwe esigodlweni sika-Obama ese-White House kudingwa indlela zokusekela amazwe omhlaba ikakhulu asathuthukayo ekulwisaneni lendlala njalo kukhangelwa muva ukuthi umongameli Barack Obama usisebenze okunganani ekuthatheni amanyathelo okuqeda indlala emazweni omhlaba. Emazwini akhe umongameli Obama ubonge uMasiwa labanye bonke abaphatheke kulomkhosi. Ozamela ibandla lama-Republicans kukhetho lokudinga umongameli weMelika umnumzana Donald Trump uthi uzasebenza katalala athuthukise impilo kaZulu waleli lizwe alubana ethe wakhethwa ngolwezi. UTrump wethule isithembiso lesi izolo ekugqitshweni komhlangano waleli bandla omkhulu owe-convention obuqhutshelwa eCleveland. Umnumzana Trump uthe njalo uzasungula imisebenzi aqinise le mingcele yeMelika ukuze kwenqatshelwe ukungena mahlayana kwabavela kwamanye amazwe ikakhulu eMexico ngaphandle komthetho. Ibandla lamaDemocrats lona elizamelwa ngunkosikazi Hillary Clinton kulolu khetho lizakwenza owalo umhlangano omkhulu ngeviki ezayo kuqala ngomvulo ePhiladelphia. Sixhume isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala khonapha eMelika njalo esekela unkosikazi Clinton umnumzana Dan Moyo. Saqala ngokumbuza ukuthi ngemva kokuzwa isithembiso zikamnumzana Trump engaba eseguqule umbono wakhe na.
Unfortunately, akukho ngisho ngokuyi-1. Mathi seqinisweni ilizwe lase-America lase lilahlekile ngaphansi kombuso wama-Republican. U-Obama uthe take over ilizwe leli ngo-2008, i-unemployment ibisiyi-10%, iprice yepetulo ibisidlalela kubo $4 egallon. Ngezinye indlela, i-economy ibisiwile. U-Obama wayidonsa, wayivusa. Nanka ama-Republican aseqhamuka athi bona bazenza ngcono. Ngezinye indlela basiyele ukuthi bafuna ukubisela i-America back to lapho yayikhona. Imisebenzi ingekho khona manje, i-unemployment rate is below 5%, i-price yepetulo is below $2.50 a gallon. Akuna zimpi lapho amasosha akithi abantu bese-America ababulawa khona belelwa izinto ezingazwayo ukuthi ziya kuphi, bezama ukuprotekta ama-interests abo abroad. So ama-Republicans siyawazi uDonald Trump siyamazi, he's a businessman and uvele layo ulama-scandal akhe okuyizimali zakhe. Umuntu osowafayila i-bankruptcy more than 7 times, umuntu ongatshenjwayo lo. So I think ama-Americans avulekile, ayakwazi i-history bayiphethe.
Uthi ungusomabhizimusi ophumeleleyo kakhulu umnumzana Donald Trump njalo uthembisa ukulungisisa udaba lokuza kwaba kwamanye amazwe eMelika i-immigration. Awuboni yini ethola usekelo ukulokhu ikakhulu kudaba lwe-immigration ebantwini abathi imingcele iyeMelika iyavuza ngumhlambi kazelusile nje abantu bangena mahlayana?
Ngizoqala ngombuzo wakho oqala owamabhizinisi ukuthi njengosomabhizinisi njengoba sengishilo ekuqaleni uTrump emabhizinisini akhe lakho akusikho ukuthi uphumelela ungamfanisa labo Bill Gates labo Zuckerberg. Usemuntu owafayela i-bankrupts more than 7 times meaning ukuthi amabhizinisi akhe anokufeyila esikhathini esiningi. So ngumuntu ochanswayo nje mase siya lapha-ke kule ndaba eyebhoda le siyazi khona manje ukubana ama-Latino asedlula abesilungu ngokuningi babo. Therefore, i-electorate ye-America is now comprised of ama-Latino ukudlula abelungu. And ma kuyukuthi uDonald Trump umuntu ohlakaniphileyo ofuna ukuwina amavoti ama-Latino, angibone ngumuntu ongakhuluma ngendlela akhuluma ngayo nge-immigration.
Umnumzana Dan Moyo, isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala khonapha eMelika njalo ongumgcinisihlalo webandla le-MDCT kuleli lizwe.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 Medium Wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Abaqoqe umhlangano wamazwe omhlaba ophezuko kulwisana lomkhuhlane wengculaza owe-2016 International AIDS Conference ogqitshwe namhlanje eDurban kwele South Africa bakhuthaze abaphatheke kulomhlangano ukuthi bengabuyela emazweni abo bafike basebenze gadalala kudingwe indlela zokuqeda lomkhuhlane kusiyafika umnyaka ka-2030. Kubika uBenedictine Nhlapo.
Ngemva kwamalanga amahlanu kuxoxwa ngokumisa ukumemetheka kwegciwane lengculaza, ukwelatshwa kwalabo asebelalo kanye lokudinga umuthi wokuqeda lomkhuhlane, amanxusa abhekise amabombo ekhaya lamhlanje. Lobanje kokunengi osekwenziwe kusukela ngesikhathi somhlangano womhlaba jikelele eminyakeni ngamashumi amabili lanye edluleyo, igciwane lengculaza selingene kwabaningi labulala izigidi kanti njalo izigidi ziqhubeka zilithola. Le yinto yenze abaqoqela umhlangano bakhuthaza umhlaba wonke ukuthi usukume ulwise lesi sifo ngoba nxa kungenjalo abantu bazaphela. Unkosikazi Olive Chisana ube ngomunye wabagcina isihlalo bomhlangano walonyaka.
We need to heed the call to start a social justice movement.
Kumele siqale ukubumba iqula lokulwisa umkhuhlane wengculazi ngendlela esaliswa ngayo umbuso wengcindezelo.
Umphathi ntambo wezempilakahle kwele South Africa umnumzana Aaron Mtswaledi yena uthi kufanele kuqalwe umkhankaso wokulwisa ingculaza ozakhokhelwa ngabantu ukuze kusungulwe usendo olungela gciwane.
A global campaign led by young people.
Impi ezakhokhelwa ngabantu iyadingeka ngokuphangisa. Uma singenzanga njalo asoke senelise ukunqoba umkhuhlane wengculazi ngomnyaka ka-2030 okuyinjongo yomhlaba wonke.
Inhlanganiso ye-UNAIDS yona ikhuthaze ukuthi kuye kwenziwa konke okuvunyelwane kulomhlangano ukuze ngculaza ibisiphelile kusiyafika u-2030. Osethethe isikhundla senhlanganiso ye-International AIDS Society, unkosikazi Linda Gail Becker, unxuse abaxhasa ngemali ukuthi bahlenge imphefumulo.
Whether people live or die in many countries will
ukuthi kuza kuva abantu abangakanani emhlabeni kuzalawula ukuthi abaxhasa ngemali bayabuyisa yini imali edingekayo kulelo hlelo.
Izikhulumi zonke zikugcizelele ukuthi ukutholakala kwale mali yikho kuza kwenza kungabi lento evimba kulwiswa kwengculaza. Umbiko semqoka wabangenela umhlangano ubungokuthi lobanje lomhlangano usuphelile umsebenzi omkhulu okuyalwisa ingculaza wona usuqalile. Mele Studio 7 at Durban kwele South Africa, ngingu Benedictine Nhlapo.
Umngcele omutsha phakathi kweZimbabwe leBotswana uqale ngenani eliphezulu labantu abawusebenzisayo lanxa nje umgwaqo oyakhona ungekho esimeni esihle. Umngcele lo ongezansi kweGwanda uvulwe ekuqaleni kukaNhlangula. Kubika uMartin Ngwenya.
Umngcele weNlambampeli ungowesine phakathi kweZimbabwe leBotswana. Njalo ukuvulwa kwalo mngcele sokuhuke iningi inombolo zingisa ukuthi kulabantu abayinkulungwane kanye lamakhulu amabili abasenze umngcele lo emavikini amathathu kunyanga kaNhlangula. Umngcele weNlambampeli Bola Post uvule ekuqaleni kwaNhlangula ngenhloso yokuthi kwehliswe inani lezihambi elisebenzisa umngcele wePlumtree kanye lelamukhabana. Iningi kakhulu elivela ezigabeni ezifana leKezi kanye leGwanda lithi kalisazi hluphi ngokuyadlula ePlumtree ngoba ukhatshane sebeqale ukusebenzisa umngcele omutsha. Unkosikazi Priscilla Ndlovu ovela esigabeni sebuvumo ngezansi kweGwanda uthi umngcele omutsha uquma umango.
Ibhoda entsha evuliweyo iloncedo kakhulu ebantwini abakhele kweleGwanda. Akulasizathu zokutshona besiyabhoda ePlumtree.
Unkosikazi Ndlovu uthi kodwa balokudana ngokuthi umgwaqo ikakhulu ngaphetsheya kucele leZimbabwe awumuhle esithi kumele uhulumende akukhangele lokhu.
Umgwaqo yiwo osusele umubi. Besicela uhulumende weZimbabwe awukhangelisise, awulungise ukwenzela abantu ukuze basebenzise ibhoda.
Lo ngumbono njalo okaMnumzana Alex Banda othi kumele kulungisiswe indlela ukuze umngcele lo wenelise ukukhanganyiswa lwamabhizimusi emazweni amabili.
Unye futhi engunazelelayo ukuthi igovernment kufanele eZimbabwe in particular kufanele improve i-road infrastructure ngenxa yokuthi kuleyinye iboda already ekhona eyavulwayo emasilodge engasebenzi kahle ngenxa yokuthi akulamgwaqo omuhle oyenza ukuthi abantu becrosse. Kodwa lokhu okwamanje sibone ngantu akuzade i-congesta iboda ePlumtree.
Umphathi Ntambozi omvikela kweleBotswana njalo engummeli wendawo eguqela umngcele lo uMnumzana Shawkati uthi ukuvula kwawo umngcele lo kukhalela ukuqinisa ubudlelwano phakathi kwamazwe omabili. Izihambi besebenzisa kakhulu umngcele wePlumtree obayisiphithiphithi ikakhulu ngesikhathi samakhefu lapho ngitsho lezihambi ezivela eSouth Africa zikhetha ukusebenzisa wona kanye lo eMessina ngoba lawo usiba lesiphithiphithi okwedlula yonke imngcele. Abanye bechitha isikhathi eside singaba maviki bemele ukulungisa ingwalo zokuchapha. NguMartin Ngwenya endaba zeStudio 7 sawubona leBotswana.
Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela inyathelo eselithethwe ngabalwa impi yenkululeko. Bona abathi kabasasekeli umongameli Robert Mugabe ngoba besithi sebulele ilizwe njalo unguntando kayiphikiswa. Bathi njalo sokumele achiye umbuso. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Kesizwe udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika.
Ukwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu kwele North Korea kubhahile kakhulu ukwedlula amazwe wonke womhlaba. Kulembiko eminingi eyomanyano weUnited Nations inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo leminye imbiko ethulwa etshengisa ukuba uhulumende weNorth Korea ubusa ngocuku. UZulu ubanjwa ngamandla ukusebenza njengezigqili. Abanye bayabulawa. Kuthi abanye njalo bayanyamalala. Konke lokhu kwenziwa enkambeni ezithiwa ngamajele okugcinwa khona labantwana abancane. Njengendlela yokukhuthaza ukuthi kungenzakali lokhu, ugatsha lwendaba zeMelika ezenzakala ekhaya olweState Department lwethula imbiko ephathelane lelungelo loluntu lokuvinjwa kwembiko eNorth Korea eyaziwa njalo ngokuthi yiDPRK. Lolu gwalo lutshengisa iziphathamandla eziphatheke ngalolu cuku njalo lenotho yazo. Ngokwakuqala ukuthi uhulumende weMelika ethule imbiko ebetha amagama eziphathamandla eziphatheke ngokwephula ilungelo loluntu eNorth Korea. Omela eMelika United Nations unkosikazi Samantha Power uthi ukwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu lokhu njalo lamagama abakwenzayo kuzakwenza iziphathamandla lezi zibe kwazi ukuthi ezikwenzayo kuzaphuma mgceke ngelinye ilanga.
Lawe kungamazwi aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje, amalunga eqembu leHighlanders azahlangana kusasa edinga amaqhinga okuxakulula leli qembu edakeni lwezikwelete eliphakathi kwazo. Kubika uJoseph Njanje.
Umgcini sidlalo weqembu leHighlanders uPeter Dube uthi umhlangano wakusasa ngokudinga amaqhinga awokuthi iqembu leHighlanders lingathola njani imali njengoba libhekane lesikwelete esibikwa sesifika phose kusigidi samadola aseMelika. Udube uthi isimo somnotho esingamanga kuhle senza kube nzima ukuba iqembu leHighlanders lithole imali yokuphungula kumbe liqede leso sikwelete ngoba sebebalutshwane abantu ababhadala imali zabo ukuze bebukele umdlalo wenguqu.
In the past, if the club had a good run like has been the case, you guys would have been...
Kudala itimu yaiti maidlala kuhle. Inkundla yayigcwala. Okungagcwali kwenkundla kuyisibonelo somumo womnotho. Bonabo abantu abakade besebenza labo nabo abasebenzayo abareholi lingabuyi ngesikhathi. Yibo sibakhangelele ukuthi bebuye bezobukela ibhola. Bebhadala lathi sithola imali.
Iqembu leHighlanders livele liphakathi kohlelo lokuguqula isimo salo njengalokho okukhuthazwa inhlanganiso yethungamela umdlalo wenguqu emhlabeni jikelele eFIFA. Ensukwini ezedluleyo kube lomhlangano lapho amalunga eqembu babehlaziya khona lolu daba. Njalo lomhlangano uthe usanda kwedlula kwaqala amahungahunga athi kukhona usomabhizimisi waseBindura ofuna ukuthenga iqembu leHighlanders libe ngelakhe. Udube uthenga amanga luhlaza lolu daba lukasomabhizimisi waseBindura ethi yena amalunga eqembu yokumele abuye lamasu awokuhlenga iqembu njalo lokhu kuza kwenziwa kulandelwa isisekelo seqembu.
How we fundraise on the main has nothing to do with the constitution. So
amanyathelo okumele ethathwe ngokudinga imali kathesi. Njalo iconstitution yeqembu uyasivumela ukuthi kube lendlela ezokudinga imali. Kodwa nxa lezo ndlela zingahambelani leconstitution, kuyabe kufanele zifakwe ebantwini abayibo abanikazi beqembu betho labo imbono yabo.
Lo mhlangano wakusasa uzaqutshelwa eClub House yeHighlanders ekuseni ngehola lethuba munomunye. Asikhangele ukuba yiphi imidlalo etshiyeneyo ezaqutshwa kulimpela viki kweleZimbabwe. Kusasa ngomgqibelo kulo mdlalo omkhulu wenguqu uzadlalwa phakathi kweqembu leChickenini leqembu leFC Platinum enkundleni yeWhite City koBulawayo. Lo mdlalo yiwodwa wesigaba seCastle Premier Soccer League ozadlalwa kulimpela viki. Ikanti ngesonto iqembu leHighlanders lizadibana leqembu leHarare City kufinali yalonyaka yenkezo yeZNA Charities enkundleni yePapa Fields. Kolunye udaba olumelana lomdlalo wenguqu, izikolo ezimela izigaba ezilithumi zelizwe zithe gwaqa edolobheni leGwanda lapho uqutshelwa khona imidlalo yalonyaka yeCopa Coca-Cola. Limidlalo izadlalwa kusasa ngomgqibelo langesonto. Emdlalweni weRugby, iqembu elimela ilizwe kusasa lizamukela iqembu elimela ilizwe leUganda emdlalweni wenkezwe Africa Cup Division 1A ozaqutshelwa enkundleni yePolice Grounds esigodlweni iHarare. Iqembu leZimbabwe lona elinqotshongele iKenya nge-61-15 ensukwini ezedluleyo kumele linqobe kusasa ukuze liyale lokhu lidlala kusigaba sikaDivision 1 njengoba kuyilo elijeke amanye engalaneni yemiklomelo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kuwaza Friday namhla uPraxedis Jeremiah weStudio 7 uxoxa lomculi uBusi Mhlanga yena oke wahlabela lamaqembu agoqela elembube eleBlack Mfolosi lomnumzana Albert Nyati. UBusi wakhulela wazalwa wakhulelwa eZimbabwe wazothuthela eDenmark kodwa okwamanje usehlala eNgilande lapho wasecula lokusebenza ekhona.
UBusi Mhlanga usiso owazalelwa koBulawayo eZimbabwe. Simhlanga uyimusician, usinga, a dancer, a bit of acting as well.
uqalise nini ezokucula?
Yazi ukuthi ngingeke ngisho ukuthi ngiqalise nini ukucula ngoba mina vele you know kusukela lapho ngizelwe khona ifamily engizelwe ukuculwa khona vele kuhlabelwa ugidwa ubaba umkhulu wami wayedlala ukuba lama gathering wayeyinyanga so wayedlala ukuthi ebize the whole family ukuthi kuhlatshelwe kugidwe kwenzweni so into engathi ngiqale khona you know ukubona konke lokho komculo sokuqale lapho and then from there esikolweni esunday school bengicula and then professionally mase sikhuluma professionally ukuthi ngaqala nini ngaqala iqembu okuthiwa iBlack Umfolosi la ngi-identifya from a boarding school lapho engangifunda khona Girls Boarding School okuthiwa i-St James so yikhona lapho abangibona khona base bengicela ukuthi ongikhona you know whenever my holiday ngabuya ngizojoyin iqembu lamantombazana ababeli creative so ngahamba ngayajoyina khona ngacina lakho sengingu-lead vocalist khona ngihlabela lamanye amantombazana and then from there ikhona-ke u-Albert futhi as u-Albert niyathi wangi-identifya khona and then lathi sendi ngoba iqembu lakhona lizange lihlala isikhathi eside nahlala but akuzange liphumelele like ukuthi ongkona li-carry on and then from there u-Albert niyathi wathi no ngeke ngishiye italenti lihlezi lingenzi lutho so wasengibiza ukubana ngibuye futhi ngizoba yi-lead vocalist kuleyakhe iqembu.
Wacula ingoma ziphi ezaba lodumo?
Ku-Albert niyathi ngacula uyumana waningi le-nepotism ngase ngicula inkomo zidlanuya la uvuka nkuma ngixanisa amagaqa ize engaba lodumo khona ku-Albert niyathi ngiyi-lead vocalist ama-videos akhona khona where I'm appearing there.
Wasuka-ke lapho wasusenzani?
Ku-Albert Nyathi kwakukhona amathuba amaningi. Wayesinikeza amathuba amaningi okuthi singakhona ukuthi senze ezinye izinto. Wayesivulela nje indlela. So ngaleso sikhathi kukhona abantu ababebuya befuna lese umuntu oculayo kumbe ekuthayo. So ngase ngibonwa ngabanye oyi-Danish company. Bayangicela ukuthi ngiyenze i-documentary lapho. So ngase ngiyenza i-documentary yabo documentary le yagcina ingithatha ngise-Denmark. From e-Denmark ngase ngicina ngisiza lapha e-England sengiqedelene laba abantu base-Denmark. So ngathi ngifika lapha e-England lakho kwakungangakwanisi angikwanisi umuntu evele ekhulele emculweni umculo into yomculo kuyinto yakho vele uNkulunkulu akufake khona ukuthi into yakho le mntanami. So ngakhera on nje ngilokhu engizama ngidonsa ngibamba ngamandla kunzima. Kodwa ngabamba ngamandla ngoba into engiyithanda fika lapha e-England abantu abaningi babefika labo abantu abanjengabo Ezra u-Eric Knight ngazama ukwenza enye isingle okuthiwa ngukhaphamani so ngazama ukuyilontla leyo singa but into zakhona ngesikhathi sakhona ma usanda kufika elizweni ungakazi ukuthi ongikhona ngingena lapho ngaphi ngiphume ngaphi so but ayizange iphumelele kangako kodwa kuzange kungenze ngingabeka phansi kodwa kwangenza ukuthi ngizame futhi so ngagcina ngizama senza isingo e-wedding ngaqala ngenye trison ofobia ngesikhathi se-South Africa laphayana abantu bekhahlameza e-South Africa ngikhuluma nje ngitshela abantu ukuthi awu asibambane nje ngama-Afrika sonke nini singakhahlamezani singagcinani kubi singahlukumezani mhlaba lo uNkulunkulu sinike wona ukubana sithandane sibambane.
Lo ngumhlabeleli obusi Mhlanga lithi indlebe ngolwesithathu lapho esizaqhubeka khona sixoxa laye umhlabeleli esigabeni sokwenziwa izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe. Mthwakazi kwanelo kwalamhlanje kodwa singakehlukane sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Uzulu weZimbabwe wamukela ngenjabulo inyathelo eselithethwe ngabalwa impi yenkululeko abakubandla leZANU-PF abathi kabavumelani lo bukhokheli bukamongameli Mugabe njalo bathi sokumele asuke embusweni. Kwanelo kwalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguNtungamile Nkomo. lilale.